Speak to us, loving God, from your word and in the power of your spirit. Amen. Well, what a very strange time we're facing at the moment. Each day brings new advice from the government and from the Church of England about how we might respond to COVID-19. And each time new advice is issued, we embark upon a flurry of activity, considering what we need to change, what we need to cancel, how we can respond in a measured but careful way to this pandemic. And some of us are concerned that the advice isn't decisive enough, whilst others are feeling that some of the precautions are a bit overdramatic. And I had made preparations this morning to talk about money, because there hasn't been a sermon about money here for over 2 years. And actually, as we take time during Lent to consider what it means to honour God with every aspect of our lives, thinking about money is a helpful way to do that. But it's never easy talking about money, is it, during a time of pandemic or at any other time? It's never easy talking about money. But having heard this week on social media that amidst the current pandemic concerns, donations to our local food bank have almost completely dried up, whilst, as we all know, it's not easy to get hold of toilet roll or hand wash at the moment, because in our fears we tend to become quite insular and all about protecting ourselves. So it seems to me that now is just as good a time as any to ask careful questions about how we handle what we have, about how we live generously with our time and our talents, as well as with our money. And though it's never comfortable talking about money, Jesus talked about money a lot, a lot. For Jesus, how we handle money and other resources that we have is a vital part of how we live out our faith. And Jesus said some really provocative things about it. We heard some of them in that gospel reading. He warned people that money and possessions can easily have a hold on us. Luke 12, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Jesus taught that we'd be asked to give account for the way that we have handled what we have been given. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. From the one who has been entrusted with much, much will be asked. Jesus taught that following him involves a kind of generosity that is profoundly countercultural. Luke 14, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends or brothers or relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you'll be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they can't repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So let me ask you today, though don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to talk to the person next to you or answer out loud. How is your money situation? And how do you feel about it? Is every month a struggle such that keeping the bills paid and food on the table demands a lot of practical and emotional energy? Are you worried about the impact of the pandemic on your work and your income? Or is money so relaxed that you don't really have to think about it? The interesting thing about money, I think, is that some of us have very little but feel quite relaxed about it, actually, while others can have plenty but still worry that we don't have enough. Someone in a previous parish talked about growing up with a father who was very careless with money. And this man had some traumatic childhood memories of debt collectors turning up angrily at the door, taking away the furniture and then leaving, shouting threats about the next installment. And perhaps not surprisingly, this man had plenty of money, but still worried about it a lot and never felt like he had enough. We all relate to money differently, don't we? Things from the past can shape that. So I think that this issue of how we handle our money and our resources can be summed up with a threefold question. How much am I spending? How much am I saving? And how much am I giving? And is the balance right between those three? Society talks about the first two, getting a good balance between spending and saving. As Christians, it's fundamental that the third one, giving, has a place too. As Christians, our attitude to what we have should look different to that of our wider society, because we're those who believe that everything we have is a gift from God, that we are stewards of it rather than owners, and therefore that sharing our resources, giving away from what God has given us, isn't something unusual or exceptional. It's part of our faith and part of our worship. So in Leviticus, God taught the people of Israel this principle of giving through the idea of giving away a tithe, 10% of what they had. And so at harvest time, 10% of the harvest would be given away to those in need, to the widow and the orphan and the stranger in their midst. And some of us have grown up with that model of giving away 10%. We're used to it. While for some of us, that probably feels like a big shift from what we currently do. And we live under grace, not under law, so it's not like God will love us more if we give more or anything like that. But it can be helpful to hold that 10% principle in mind and to be aware that there'll probably be times in our lives that we can't give away 10%, and that's okay. But there might be other times when we can give away more than 10%, and we should take the opportunity to do that when we can. And what's important actually is that we consider these issues prayerfully, that we ask God to guide us and lead us as we consider what we do with the resources that we've been given. Well, Frank Skinner talked on Radio 4 a couple of years ago about his own priest's sermon about money. Apparently, this priest said, "The good news is we've got enough money to mend the church roof. The bad news is it's in your bank accounts." You'll be pleased to know that's not quite my message today. We continue to be incredibly blessed by the generosity of church members here. There are currently 181 of you who give regularly via standing order and 14 who give regularly through the envelope scheme. That is so impressive. The average monthly donation is £51. Several people give over 200 each month in support, which is such a blessing. But it is also the case that this year we are anticipating that our costs will exceed our income, and therefore that we will need to draw on our very limited reserves. So, amidst all the reflections and decisions that we're each facing during this pandemic, I'd like to invite you to prayerfully review your regular giving to the church. We're hopeful that some people might decide to join up to our regular giving scheme, giving directly to the church through a monthly standing order. That kind of regular giving is so helpful to us so that we can budget accordingly, because we know what we're going to receive month by month. You'll have given a letter, I hope, when you came in explaining how you can set that up. We're also hoping that some people might feel called to increase slightly the amount of their regular giving. As a church, we've been really blessed by some significant legacies over the years. So that's another way you might feel called to support the church now and into the future. So if you want to know more about our church finances, about how our giving works and how our money is used, I have three willing people who are going to stand up and wave at you. Keith, our church treasurer, Jean or Linda, who handle our stewardship. There's one there waving. There's another one there waving. Is there? Can I see number three? Okay, there's number three. There we go. There's some waving people. So if you'd like to ask questions, do take the opportunity after the service to speak to them. In this fearful time, we need communities like the church more than ever to support those in need, both practically and prayerfully, to be the hands and feet of Christ, bringing love and care to our community and beyond. So today, let's offer our time, our talents, and our finances to the glory of God, to be a blessing. Amen.